Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, let's go to number 5, Georgia, laying 3 flat, hosting number 17, Alabama. And I would argue to Mr. Costa, nobody needs the game they are in more this week than Kalen DeBoer. Nobody.
Correct.
And if this number were a little more advantageous, I'd be on Bama. But I can't get there at a flat 3. This is something I think you can bet live and probably get a better number. I think Bama's got the playmakers. I don't love Georgia's defense. I didn't love what they did at Tennessee. I thought Heupel puckered and an idiot kicker missed a kick. I know you've got some Kirby stats, but remember, those are primarily versus Nick Saban, so I'll stay away from that. I'm interested in the over. Look, the over, 52.5. Ertz on the under. I like to be contrarian. We know Georgia's offense can score. We don't love Bama's defense. I just got done telling you I don't love Georgia's defense. Why couldn't this be a 31-27 final? Why couldn't Ryan Williams break loose in this game? Same thing for Georgia and Zacharius Branch. I think the over might be the move here. And I wish I felt stronger about a side brother, but that number, where's my advantage there?
Well, it sucks because it was 4.5 and it was even 3.5, I think, on Monday. And you're getting the hook in that world. I like Bama more than Georgia here. The total's the better play. So let's just highlight a couple things here.
Sure.
Bama playmakers are real, right? With Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard. Jam Miller comes back. That's a big addition for them in the backfield. You get playmakers against a younger, unproven defense for Georgia. You can be impressed that they beat Tennessee. Right? You can't be impressed with their defense. And the slippage, they lost 3 games a year ago. The slippage is on defense. So that opens up the door. And if Gunnar Stockton, who was impressive in that game, pops some big plays against a Bama defense we weren't impressed with in week 1 against FSU, all the merrier. Last year, Bama won this game in a shootout. It may be the same. I still feel it's going to be a shootout.
I'm on the over. If you force me to pick it, I'd take Bama. But I would just advise people, Bama's infinitely teasable, and wait for the game. It won't take much. Georgia gets the football and they're at midfield to start this game. The spread's going to go to 4. it'll get you the juice you need.
So
if you miss out, you miss out. There's always another football game, but I'm not going to tell you to take three. There's no advantage there.
The Kirby stat you mentioned, I'll give it to people.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to shit on it. I'm just saying.
So I had the same thought, and I knew what you were going to say. Kirby Smart's nemesis has been Alabama. Now, if you want to swap out his nemesis has been Nick Saban, fine.
Sure.
1-6 against Bama, which does include last year 0-1 to Kalen DeBoer. Kirby otherwise is 107-13, just chopping people's heads off.
Wow.
Bama's been their problem. They get this game at home, but DeBoer's beat them. I don't love their defense. It would be a lean to Bama and a definite play on the total.
Okay, rock and roll. We're aligned. And if we're watching games together, there's nothing better than saying, Jimmy, let's root for both teams to have a great time and score the shit out of this football.
Yep. But that's not going to be the case all day, because we're going toe-to-toe on the next game.
Okay.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.